This is where the fear appears. Not loudly, not dramatically, quietly. A figure sits in a chamber of stone and shadow. He has not collapsed. He has not surrendered. He has simply stopped long enough to feel what he has been carrying. Around him, the room is still. Books are closed. Tools rest unused. The candle burns low. For once, the world is not demanding an answer. For once, there is no performance. Only the quiet question that capable people rarely speak aloud. What if something is wrong with me? Beside him rests the wheel. Not shattered. Not destroyed. Not beyond repair. But uneven. One side carries more shadow. One side leans closer to the ground. The wheel is intact. And yet, something is no longer proportionate. This is the mercy of the preamble. It does not begin by instructing. It begins by recognizing. It does not say, "Fix yourself." It says, "Look again." Perhaps the exhaustion is not proof of inadequacy. Perhaps the strain is not a private defect. Perhaps what you have called brokenness is simply weight without shape. The light enters quietly. It does not accuse. It reveals. And when the wheel becomes visible, the question changes. Not, "What is wrong with me?" But, "Where is the weight now?" You are not broken. You may simply be turning, without awareness of the shape. Perhaps you are not broken. Perhaps you are carrying unevenly.